Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the history of rock and roll. I'm Bill Drake, and in the coming hours, we'll journey together through more than a quarter century of revolution and a music that has touched us all. A music they said wouldn't last. We'll trace rock and roll in the words of the people that made it happen and relive the music that has moved two generations. First, we'll hear a time sweep and go back over the years across some of the musical milestones to the very beginning of rock and roll. We'll start with 1978 and go back in time.
Ways to leave your lover.
You get the best of my love.
I remember when rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun.
I can't get no satisfaction.
A complete unknown. Like a rolling.
Don't talk back.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry, you don't wanna try. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Boom, if I could take you up in paradise up above, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you.
This time sweep has taken us back to the dawn of the 50s. We were just coming out of the big band era. Names like Guy Lombardo, Sammy Kaye, Bing Crosby, and Vaughn Monroe were dominating the airwaves. It was the age of the sentimental crooner, but it was also a time when the restless young searched their radio dials for something more exciting.
Songs by Sinatra. Columbia.
This is the Woody Herman Show. Music and fun by America's band number one. Brought to you by the...
Where the blue of the night.
Finally, they found something different.
Attaboy, old hound. Hello, Moondoggers. How are y'all? This is Alan Freed, the King of the Moondoggers, and welcome again to another of your favorite blues, rhythm, and jazz, rock and roll parties all over the Moondog Kingdom, in northern Ohio, up in Ontario, Canada, western New York, and western Pennsylvania. All the big ones and some new ones, too, in our Moondog Rock and Roll Party on this Tuesday evening. So welcome again for Aaron Brew Formula 1002, the brand new beer that's northern Ohio's number one selling beer. Aaron Brew 1002 presents... The Moondog Show!
The nightly broadcast of disc jockeys like Alan Freed did a great deal to popularize the kind of music he named rock and roll. It was a phrase he borrowed from the 20s when it was used in song lyrics to describe lovemaking. The music itself was a variation on rhythm and blues with overtones of country. In a lot of records from the early 50s, we can hear the seeds of what was to come. Here's a sampling of some of the sounds that gave birth to rock and roll.
You! You no more.
say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
I heard the news, there's blues rocking tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I heard the news, there's blues rocking tonight.
Good night, sweetheart.
Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
By 1954, more and more rhythm and blues records were being played on pop radio stations. One of the biggest was by a group that chose their name to sound like Alan Freed's Moondog Show, the Moonglows. And Sincerely. 1 month later, another rhythm and blues record hit the charts and became one of the most played and biggest selling records ever, an early classic of rock and roll.
Just a fool in love.
just a fool.
Penguins and Earth Angel, one of the first rhythm and blues records to gain pop acceptance nationwide. A year later, in 1955, a blues singer from Chicago recorded a simple song that used just one chord. The rhythm was what made it a hit and one of the most influential early rock records. The singer gave it his own name, Bo Diddley.
Do a little side, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, Diddley called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
The year of Bo Diddley, was also the year a black singer from St. Louis recorded what he called a country song about a cow. It launched the career of one of rock's first superstars. We'll hear his story next when the history of rock and roll continues.